Everybody, welcome to another episode of Afro 387, the podcast. All too soon, we are in the month 2022. Who could have thought? Wavy F Baby is with me. Co-host, Wavy F Baby. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. A bit stressed, but yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, talking about.
How about you, though?
Yeah, same. I need sleep, but yeah. All right, so we're back again. On today's episode, we are discussing a bunch of headlines, rather interesting series of headlines. Yes, we'll be touching them one after the other. Okay, so do stick and stay with us. Wavy, are you ready?
Yep, let's go.
All right, okay. So first up, Ifeasha Snega has been sentenced to prison with hard labor over Wuntumi's defamation suit. Now, this started sometime when Delay was hired or contracted by Wuntumi Television. And then we all know the long-term beef between Ifeasha Snega and Delay. So she had to put it in there that probably Delay is sleeping with Wuntumi, that she said she has slept with the man, blah, 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 blah. Needless and useless statements, but then she did make them on United Television. And finally, we have a verdict. So, I don't know, but Wavy, what do you have to say about this headline?
I just want to say 10 days is not enough. Yeah, I just want to say 10 days is not enough. Like, that woman has had it coming for a while now. I mean, like, all sort of needless statements, insults. And she seems to get away with a lot of these things. So for me, 10 days just wasn't enough, you know? And she even came out to say that sentencing was like, it was useless or something. Like, that woman really, really had it coming. And, I said my work court. Like, how do you still be saying what you say? Like, the disregard for any and everybody is so loud. So she just had it coming, man. She just had it coming.
Yeah, like, obviously, her mouth is way too big and she's using it very well. she always has to say something about something. So, yeah, bruh, it's been a long time coming. I believe this is the first step, probably not well-deserved, but this is for this particular act. So, yeah, at least for the first time, she will have that experience and have it on her record. And if it happens continuously, then obviously the judges are going to know that, okay, she's not being remorseful enough and her sentences would increase so long as she keeps using her mouth. So, yeah. A plus also has been signed with 5,000 penalty units. So has Mr. Logic. Because they also commented whilst the issue was still, that is like not done. That's like contempt of courts in some way. So, yeah, they also had their fair share. A plus also, yeah. And now he's dissing MPP officials because he has to cough out this amount of money. But hey,
that guy's another concert person. Makes it look like he talks like he's for the youth, he's for change, he's for whatever, but he starts saying things and then they calm him down with some few CDs and then you don't hear from him again until he feels threatened. Like, if you say you want to represent the people that don't have and the youth and whatnot, you don't talk when you are at the short end of the stick, and then when you are in the comfortable place, we don't hear from you anymore. Like, a lot of people are disappointed with that guy, and it's been for some years now, because a lot of people are like, oh, this guy is probably like whatever he wants to go for, Like they have a so they he has their support and whatnot, and then boom, you find him like only coming to threaten when things are not going his way, just like Honorable Kenny Japon does, comes to threaten the government, the MPP, the president when things are not going his way, and then when things finally turn the other way, I mean the way that he wants it to go, you don't hear from him. So another person that actually deserves. It's funny how they are not getting what they deserve from what they've actually been doing for a while now, but they are getting it from a different, in a different way. And I mean, I think so. Wait, let me get this straight. All of them are supposed to contribute 5,000 to make it 60,000, or everybody's paying 60,000
It's each.
each 60,000.
Yes.
Interesting, interesting, interesting. And you forgot to mention one person, the host of the show, Nanama McBrown, is also.
I don't see a name. Yeah.
Her name is
What's
there.
his name?
So, let me read this. He then proceeded to sue for defamation as he dragged Ifeasu Asnega, the host of Ifeasu Asnega, comma, the host of United Showbiz, Nana McBrown in bracket, and panelist A Plus and Mr. Logic to court.
Yeah, but
That's
where the verdict comes in, I don't see Nanama McBrown's charges. I do see, however, that the MD of United Television, Father Dixon, was acquitted because he
yes.
didn't have any direct participation. So I
So
feel
if
it
he
will be the
didn't.
same thing with Nanaba in the sense that she's hosting the show. Probably Mr. Wuntumi's name would have come up and if Ifeasu Asnega would have said something, but she probably did not defame him. It's because she was hosting the show, but she probably would not have said anything against Chairman Wuntumi. So I didn't see her verdict.
Well, okay. This is what Paul's GH is reporting. So, are you why are you reading from the same page?
Yeah, the same place. The same place.
Okay, you are looking at the final verdict, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the other respondents, A Plus and Mr. Logic, have been fined 5,000 penalty units. Wait, what's penalty units? I'm confused.
So the court has the units will be quantified into monetary terms. So the 5,000 penalty units would in monetary terms be 60,000 Ghana cedis.
Oh, okay. I get it now. I get it now. I get it now. Okay, so but I feel like that man can pay for all of them. What's his name? The MD of UTV. I feel like he can pay for all of them.
Well, let's see.
But honestly, let's be real. What's the point of that show?
Well, I don't know. Let's ask those who watch or is their favorite
Because
show.
I don't know where I saw this. Was it on Twitter? I don't know where I saw this. And people were like, wait. In the first place, Carl, what is the point of that show? Call people to come and sit there, people insult themselves, so claiming to solve whatever beef, knowing very well that's going to escalate, and just to I don't know, like just to get the views. I mean, the last time I've seen it and all the controversies that come around, or yeah, come around almost every time they have two people that are sort of beefing. And how do you even solve a beef with two people on a show where it's like instead of them coming to make up, and it's like they're coming to actually argue about, and they most of them don't mind insulting themselves right there on air. It's appalling. It's appalling. I don't see the point of that show, honestly. If they want to be interviewing people, they should interview them, but not bring people that immediately you see Shatta Wale and Mr. Logic don't make sense about an issue, and you bring them to sit there, and then they should come and talk about it. You know what's going to happen there. And now it's now that you will be on the show, like, no, you guys need to come down. You know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen. So I don't see the point of that show.
That's GH Entertainment. Anyway, moving on to something. I don't even know if I should term it more exciting. Ghanaian fans hail Black Stars despite World Cup exit.
How do you call this exciting? How? That's a heartbreak for many of us.
Oh, please, baby. For just like the first topic, I'm not really a football fanatic, so I don't really. And yeah, I mean, it's Ghana at the end of the day. So
I'm not even gonna pay you no mind right now.
Okay, so football fans in Ghana said Friday that the future of their national team, the Black Stars, is promising despite their loss to Uruguay in the ongoing World Cup in Qatar. So Zheng Hao, I hope I got that right, did interview a couple of Ghanaian fans concerning the early exit of the Black Stars, and they were hopeful that even though they are disappointed in the early exit of the Black Stars, they are hopeful that in the subsequent years, with this team being full of young, energetic, vibrant, diverse players, come next, Ghana will do better and probably advance further in the World Cup. Wavy, what's your take?
I agree. I really do agree. In the Portugal match, they played some very nice football. There were a couple of mistakes, honestly. In the South Korea match, they played incredible football and then they relaxed. And it's something I've really seen about Ghanaian football. I think it has to do with the Ghanaian mentality in itself. I think it has to do with our management of time. Like you kind of feel like, oh, there's more time. Immediately we get an early lead, we feel like, oh, that's it. Like, we could relax. You understand? Germany had a match with Brazil some years ago, the last World Cup, and then they kept on scoring. Then they scored seven. Yes, and he scored them 7-1. If it were Ghana, after the third goal, we would relax. You understand? Like, we would relax. Meanwhile, we could score more. We could really exploit that loophole that we found. But now, we play like there's more time. The Uruguay match, which was the biggest disappointment. I mean, it was like if somebody was going to kick us out, it wasn't Uruguay, you know? And because Uruguay had lost, they had drawn their first match, lost their second match. So this match, they were actually coming in with that mentality, like we have to win this at all costs. And then we come into the game with that kind of mentality, like whether we win or we draw, we are going to the next stage. We shouldn't lose. So between these two sides, who's going to come with more aggression? It's them. You understand? We played the first half like there was more time, and then boom, we took two goals. Spent the whole second half trying to get back. You understand? And there were some incredible plays, but the team was also like put together in a very short notice, from what I'm hearing. So the team chemistry might not really be built up like that. It might not really be there like that. So a couple of years ago, the Brazilian team too, I remember, they had just put that team together. I mean, they had just put that team together or something like that. So that's how come they didn't really survive that World Cup. And then I feel like we are in the same shoes. I'll give us a very small example. For example, we are playing a one-top. I know you don't know any of these, but we are playing a one-top striker who goes by the name Iñaki Williams. And he's a striker who has a lot of speed, but the boys are not giving the ball to him. When you're playing a one-top guy, everybody should be putting the ball to that guy to score, and they don't do that. So there's a lack of a team chemistry. Yes, and that guy has speed. He has good shots. So there was just a lack of team chemistry, period. And it's something that built over time. For example, our most formidable team. That's the team that was led by Captain Steven Appiah, Asamoah Gyan Mutahi, Michael Essien. Those people had been playing certain small tournaments before they came together, and then they were able to like put themselves together. So I'm actually surprised that Ghanaians are not really bashing the Ghanaian team like they were supposed to. I mean, I think I was surprised, honestly. I was a bit surprised. But I would say we need to change our mentality going forward. And the chemistry will be built, but the mentality has to change. You understand? The way we play, the way we I wish we could do something about it. South Korea never played like that. They played like they had only 5 minutes to play. You understand? We played like we had like 2 days to play. The same thing with Uruguay. Uruguay played like they had just 5 minutes to play, and they had to make a difference within those 5 minutes. So yeah, Portugal the same. Started shooting right from the first half. We'll be relaxing, pass the ball backwards. I don't know, man. So there's potential, yeah. There's potential. I think so.
Okay, I think we've been saying that potential, there's potential, and the potential, wherever it's coming from, it has still not arrived. So, potential, we need you to arrive at this point. And I saw Otuado, I saw somewhere that said resigned or something. I don't really think that is necessary. Okay, we are sick and tired of changing coaches, changing players for every game. That is one of our major problems. Keep this team, maintain them for any match, whether friendly, official. Keep putting them together, let them gel, let them have that chemistry, let them have that bond, let them understand each other's style of play, let them understand your style of coaching. And that's how we make. But if we are to fire every coach, or every coach is to resign after a failure, and we keep changing players here and there, here and there, we will still come back and talk about this issue over and over and over again. So please, let there be some consistency. We beg you. No need to
Amen.
resign whatsoever.
Amen.
Why, amen.
I mean, I agree, so amen.
Okay. Now, this one, I don't even know, like, honestly. Let me reserve my comments for now. Lukaku now mercilessly mocked in Ghanaian Parliament as response to economic Maguire. So wavy.
Like you don't know how I mean you will present time, so you are doing the
Romelu Lukaku has been given the Harry Maguire treatment in Ghana's parliament, with MP Alex Tete Jonubua using him in an analogy savaging the country's former president. So basically, Vice former President Mahama is being compared to Lukaku as somebody who virtually cannot or has nothing better to offer Ghanaians at this point and should consider sitting at the bench or on the bench or on the fence. I don't even know, but I find this really funny, okay? And I find it more funny that it made the news.
He really did. It was a trending topic on Twitter for days.
Anyway, please, if you have something to say about it,
So you don't have
please.
anything to say about it?
No.
Oh yeah. So basically it's just our parliamentarians going back and forth using two footballers, Harry Maguire and then Romelu Lukaku. Lukaku as what's the word? What's the word for that? Oh, please give me the word for what they were using them. Using them as analogies to represent the two-party system we have in the country, and more precisely, the former president and the current vice president. So, Harry Maguire being the current president, and then Romelu Lukaku being no, Romelu Lukaku being the former president, and then Harry Maguire being the current vice president. And I think the vice president has ambitions of becoming president. And I if I were him, I wouldn't do that. I mean, I won't do that. He just there, just there. He's just going to stand. He's going to sit down. And vice president, former president too. If I were him too, I wouldn't do that. He should go and sit down. And now I think we need a Park Hussein do, because the idea. We need a change of. We need a change of that. Those two parties. We need a difference. But anyway, if that's going to solve our problem. But basically, that's what's happening. That's what they were making these. Because these two players, you know, honestly, like Omoshi. Anybody that really watches football, me honestly, I can't watch football. Where I am, the time zone is not giving me the opportunity to watch Ghana match. They measure, but those matches, and I'm not even, so I don't even relate to those things like that. But I mean, anybody that watches football knows how these two players, Omoshi, Jesse, and yet, and the comparison to our president. But at the end of the day, I think these people should stop playing with us. At the end of the day. They should just stop that back and forth and stop playing with that. We have serious issues to deal with. You understand? Traders are going on strike, closing their shops. I heard fuel prices have been reduced a bit, but our transport side will never reduce their fares. But let the thing go up by 0.03 pesos, they would increase theirs. So. We have serious issues going on that we don't need these analogies to be. We need solutions. So if opposition has solution, they should bring. If majority has solution too, they should bring, and not these jokes. So yeah, that's basically what I'm gonna say about it. Ain't much to say about it. It's just funny, but there's not a laughing. There's not a time to be laughing.
Okay, now on to some rather serious matter. Mensah hospital nurses to strike on Friday over NSS director's abuse. Now, the leadership of the Ghana Registered Nurses and Midwives Association has directed its members at the Mensah District Hospital in Kumasi, Asante region, to lay down their tools from Friday, 2nd December 2022, if the Ashanti Regional Director of the National Service Scheme is not dismissed. Mr. Mensah, who was suspended by the NSS, was heard in a viral video, viral audio, sorry, verbally abusing a nurse at the hospital after she had a misunderstanding with his daughter, who is a doctor at the Mensah District Hospital. So, a committee has also been instituted to investigate the abuse and report in a month. But the nurses and midwives say they will demand for the dismissal of Mr. Opoku Mensah. I mean, there are so many opinions about this on Twitter as to whether the strike is necessary and as to whether the Mr. Opoku Mensah is supposed to be fired or he's supposed to resign. I believe in the first place, the nurses and midwives are now vocalized their displeasure. And then the NSS has also suspended Mr. Alex Opoku Mensah. And then there's an ongoing investigation. So I believe the strike is uncalled for.
Very.
It's after the 1 month time, the report comes and you feel the report is flawed. Then you can take another action. But to insist that the man should be fired on the spot, because you are aggrieved, and then the lives of patients are at stake. I think that is, it goes against your profession in the first place, because lives first. I get it affects your condition of service of a member, but they are not just looking on. They have acted. There's a sanction in place already. So you should wait for the final verdict before you take an action such as this one. But hey, that's my opinion. Wavy, what do you think?
Charlie, just like the football matter, you didn't say anything. You just want to do me too. That's what I'm going to do. Sometimes I'm not going to say anything.
Oh my god.
I mean, honestly, that strike is uncalled for. That strike is really uncalled for. I mean, Mupemu strike for a reason from bra, but the matter that is pending investigation and he's been suspended. Why are you going on strike on that when you know that there are people's lives at stake? Yes, Rom. This one there, we are begging them. Yes, Rom. They shouldn't do that. So that's all I gotta say.
Okay. So I would appeal. I don't know if my appeal for anything, despite all the comments on social media, they seem not to be moved, but I'm just going to add my voice and say, like, let the law work. And after that, if you are still not pleased, then you can take action, but please pick up your tools and go save lives. Okay, save lives.
Amen.
I don't know if you missed church or I don't know.
So I closed my eyes when you were saying it, so yeah, it sounded like a prayer.
Okay, all right then. I guess amen is good enough.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've exhausted our headlines for today's discussion. Brings us to the end of today's episode. Sadly, but yeah, we've got to go.
Okay. I don't know what do we need to tell our listeners about something?
No, not
okay.
Yet.
Okay.
December
is okay. Me home premium. Okay, come in.
Okay. So
no, don't say it though.
No, I'm not saying. Okay. I'm not saying. Okay. They have to keep coming. So
yeah,
you'll so stay we spill tuned. That sea.
Yeah.
All right, lovely listeners. It's been yet another fun, juicy. Afro 387, your favorite podcast. Okay, now until next week, people, we love you. Be good. If you do listen to us on Apple Podcasts, okay, please do leave a rate and a review. If you see this post up anywhere on social media, say something to us. Okay, you can chat us personally on WhatsApp. Let's hear from you. Let's know what you think about the show. We need your feedbacks to be better and do better. Wavy, anything to add?
Amen.
So we're going to catch you next week, hopefully, all things being equal. Be good. You loads, okay? Loads. Love, hugs, kisses, all of them. Bye, baby.
Bye-bye.